I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, TOEFL tips.
Each year, close to 1 million people around the world take the TOEFL, the test of English as a foreign language. Since it's required to get into many colleges and universities in America, we get a lot of questions about it.
So we turn to Mary Perlman at the Educational Testing Service, the private organization in Princeton, New Jersey, that administers the TOEFL exam.
It takes about 2.5 hours. Whether it's paper and pencil or computer-based. Students are asked to read relatively lengthy academic passages. Let's say there might be a reading comprehension passage about the greenhouse effect. There might be another reading passage about 20th century architecture. There might be a third passage about great social movements in Europe. From 1850 to 1900. Those passages are followed by comprehension questions. Comprehension both of the subject matter in the passage, did they understand what they read? Also, did they understand how the language works? Did they get the signal, for example, when in English, when we qualify an assertion, we use certain linguistic signals. Can they see what those particular kinds of signals are doing?
The TOEFL also tests for listening comprehension. Recordings are played.
Sometimes they sound like lectures. Sometimes they're conversations between two or three speakers. In either case, students are asked to listen through headphones, and then they're asked comprehension questions about both the content of what was said and how the speakers interacted if it was a conversation.
In another section, students must recognize and correct grammatical errors in sentences. And then there's an essay.
Usually the essay questions are things like, some people say that young people are the source of all really innovative ideas. Others say that it is only after people have aged and raised their own children that they have true wisdom. Which of these would you agree with? Give two specific examples to support your point of view.
Mary Perlman is Vice President of Teaching and Learning at the Educational Testing Service.
One of the things that is pretty clear to us is that in the United States, what you want to find out is what people do in response to things they don't know yet, that is, unfamiliar material. Since going to university and graduate school is largely a process of encountering things you don't yet know, that's why you're there, this seems like a good measure of certain skills that are important.
Yet in many places in the world, Mary Perlman says, that's an unfamiliar definition of knowledge.
So for a lot of students, how to prepare for TOEFL is mysterious because their whole model of learning is that they just memorize lots and lots and lots and lots and lots, and they expect to see some portion of that on the test, and that's not the way this test works.
Since the TOEFL is a test of academic language, Mary Perlman says the best way to prepare is to read a lot of high-level material in English. The Educational Testing Service and others sell test preparation materials.
She says another thing to do is listen to a lot of English. And once a speaking test is added to the TOEFL next year, it will be important to practice speaking.
That is probably the thing that's most neglected. Sounding like an English speaker, which is hard. I mean, it's hard for any of us to sound like a speaker of another language.
When it's not our native language, of course.
Yes, that's right. Intelligibility is obviously part of what we score, but it's also the key to knowing whether the person actually can address the content as well.
In 2004, the 40th anniversary of the TOEFL, the Educational Testing Service will introduce what it calls the next generation of the exam. Mary Perlman says ETS has been working for about 10 years with researchers to develop the new test. Instead of testing each language skill separately, the new TOEFL will integrate reading, writing, and speaking.
This September, ETS will come out with a CD-ROM to help teachers prepare students for the new TOEFL. Mary Perlman says her organization hopes the new exam will have a big effect on the teaching of English as a foreign language to better prepare students for academic life. To learn more about the tests, there's a TOEFL website. It's TOEFL, that's TOEFL.org.
and you'll find our programs on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster. Our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.